Welcome to Atmospheric Layer Depth Masterclass with Resampling Only. Advanced Session, Ableton Live, Drum and Bass Focused. Today we're doing something that most people avoid because it feels risky. We're going to build deep, evolving atmospheres entirely by printing audio. No, I'll keep the MIDI and tweak later. No endless safety net. And that's the point. Resampling forces commitment. Commitment creates character. Character creates depth. When you print decisions, you stop designing in theory and start designing in reality. The payoff is a mix that feels three-dimensional behind rolling drums and bass, without sounding like a generic pad loop. Here's the mindset. In proper D&B, atmosphere isn't just a sound behind the beat. Atmosphere is a depth cue, it's glue between transients and bass movement, and it's the narrative that makes 16 and 32 bar phrases feel alive. We're going to build a space stack that does all three. By the end, you'll have a three-layer atmospheric system. 1. A near layer, presence and air, feels closer to the listener but still sits behind the drums. 2. A mid layer, body and wash, wide, moving, musical. This is the bed. 3. A far layer, fog tail, long, filtered, smeared. This is distance and emotion. And then we're going to resample those three into one final stem you can arrange and mix like a pro. Let's set the session up. Set your project tempo somewhere between 170 and 175 BPM. Now create four audio tracks and name them clearly so you move fast. ATM source. This is whatever you're going to generate the ambience from. ATM resample. This is where your prints land. ATM edit. This is where you chop, warp, and shape. ATM bus. This is where the layered processing gets controlled. Now the crucial part, resampling only routing. On ATM resample, set audio from to resampling. Arm the track, and make sure you're recording into arrangement, not just launching clips, because arrangement recording builds a clean timeline of prints you can grab from. Build a habit right now. Every pass is 8 or 16 bars. That's your print length. It keeps you decisive, and it gives you enough time for movement to happen without turning into a full performance take. Quick coach note before we start printing. Set print rules. Limit yourself to 3 takes per source, not 30. 3. If it's not right after 3, you don't need more takes. You need a different source or a different idea. And if you're going to do any aggressive reverb decay or echo feedback moves, it's totally fine to put a limiter on the master temporarily while printing. Ceiling at 0 and pull the gain down maybe -6 to -3. This is not for loudness. It's just crash protection. Disable it after printing so you don't accidentally mix into it. Now, step A. Generate raw material and commit immediately. Instead of reaching for some random pad preset, you're going to use your actual song elements. That's how the atmosphere matches the identity of the tune. Choose one source to start with. It could be a short vocal stab, a cymbal wash or break tail, a bass resample like a restab, or even Foley, field recording, vinyl crackle, whatever fits your vibe. Put that source on ATM source and build a fast character chain with stock devices. This chain is not meant to be perfect, it's meant to print vibe. Start with EQ8. High pass at about 128Z, steep enough to clean the sub junk. If it's boxy, dip a little around 300 to 500. Thin saturator. Analog clip mode. Drive somewhere between 2 and 6 dB. Soft clip on. This is huge because saturation before reverb makes the reverb tail denser and more expensive sounding, like the tail has some muscle, not just shiny air. Then hybrid reverb. Algorithm side. Hall. Decay between 6 and 12 seconds. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds. Low cut between 200 and 400. High cut somewhere like 6 to 10k. Mix around 25 to 45%. Then echo. Pick a musical time. 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Feedback 25 to 45. Filter it. High pass around 250, low pass around 7 to 9k. Add subtle modulation, like 2 to 6%. Mix 10 to 25%. Then auto filter. Low pass 24 mode. This is your performance control. You're going to sweep this live, somewhere between about 1.2k and 5k depending on how bright you want it. Then utility at the end. Width maybe 130 to 170 if it's not something that needs mono stability. And set gain so you're not clipping while you're printing. Aim for clips peaking around -12 to -6 dBFS. That headroom is what lets you stack layers without crushing the master. Now perform for 8 or 16 bars. And when I say perform, I mean it. Move auto filter cutoff like it's an instrument. Nudge the reverb decay so sometimes it blooms and sometimes it tightens. Ride echo feedback carefully. And here's an advanced trick. capture one moment of chaos safely while recording, push echo feedback briefly up into the 55 to 75% zone, just for a second, then pull it back. You're not trying to live there. You're trying to catch one bloom that you can cut later as a transition moment. That's how you get those signature atmospheric surges without losing control of the mix. Record it via resampling onto ATM resample. Now do two more takes. Change the movement. Maybe one is darker and slower, one is brighter and more animated. Three takes total. That's your rule. Step B. Turn one print into near, mid, and far. Pick your best take on ATM resample. Drag that clip onto ATM edit. Duplicate it twice so you have three identical audio clips. Put them on three tracks or lanes and name them ATM near, ATM mid, ATM far. Now we sculpt depth. And remember this. Depth is mostly level, brightness, and transient density. Not just more reverb. A far sound is usually quieter, darker, and softer at the start. Let's do the near layer first. This is presence air. It sits behind drums, not in front. On ATM near, add EQ 8. High pass around 250 to 400. You're not trying to add mud. You're trying to add a controlled sheen. If you need it, add a gentle high shelf. Maybe plus 1 to 3 dB around 8 to 12K. But keep it tasteful. Indeed and B. Too much bright tail reads EDM shiny fast. Then a compressor. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 15 to 30 milliseconds. Release 80 to 150. You're just controlling it, aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Then utility for width, around 110 to 130. Don't go crazy. This is the layer that can mess with mono if you overdo it. And a placement tip. The near layer should be quiet, like surprisingly quiet. It's common for Atmos peaks to be around minus 18 to minus 24 dBFS and still do the job. If you can clearly hear a sound during the drop, it's probably too loud. Now the mid layer. This is the bed. Width plus movement. EQ 8 first. High pass around 180 to 250. If it pokes through snares, dip a little around 2 to 4K, because that's where snare presence lives. Your snare needs authority. Your atmosphere needs to stay polite there. Add chorus ensemble. Amount 15 to 35%. Rate slow, like 0.15 to 0.358Z. Width 120 to 200. This gives you that moving, liquid spread without turning into seasick wobble. Then hybrid reverb again, but shorter. Decay 4 to 8 seconds. Mix 15 to 30%. Then auto pan. Rate half a bar or one bar. Amount 15 to 25%. Phase 180 degrees for width. This is subtle motion that reads as depth and life. Now the far layer. This is your fog tail. Distance plus emotion. EQ 8 first. This is the one where you high pass higher than you think. 300 to 600 HC. Yes. Because this is not mud, it's air fog. Then low pass at 4 to 8K to keep it dark and nocturnal. Hybrid reverb, big. Decay 10 to 20 seconds. Pre-delay 0 to 10 milliseconds. Shorter pre-delay tends to push it back, because it feels less like a distinct source and more like a room. Optional texture. Redux, lightly. Bit reduction maybe 6 to 10. Downsample 1.5 to 4. Keep it subtle. You want grain, not obvious bit crush. And then utility width. 160 to 200, but watch mono gain down until it's felt, not heard. Now, a quick depth cheat that's insanely effective, transient identity. If your far layer still feels too forward, don't only turn it down. Go into the clip and add a fade in, somewhere between 10 and 80 milliseconds, even longer sometimes. That removes the start, and the ear pushes it back in space. And if you want even more mist-like distance, try warping. For atmospheric stems, texture mode can read farther back than Complex Pro. Set grain size around 80 to 200 milliseconds and flux 10 to 25%. It creates that foggy smear without sounding like obvious formant stretching. Step C. Resample again. This is where it becomes one atmosphere. Route ATM near, ATM mid, and ATM far into ATM bus. Group them or route their outputs to the bus. Now create a new audio track called ATM print. Sets audio from to resampling. Arm it, and record 16 to 32 bars of your layered atmosphere. This is a huge professional move. Once it's printed, you have one stem that's easy to arrange, automate, and mix. Also, it stops you from constantly tinkering with three separate layers while trying to finish a track. Advanced Validation if you want instant macro evolution without heavy automation. One source, three time bases. Duplicate your printed clip into three lanes. Lane A normal timing. Lane B stretch to 2x length. Lane C stretch to 4x length. Blend them and print. Because each lane reveals different micro details at different speeds, it evolves naturally even if you barely touch a knob. Now step D. Make it musical in the arrangement. Atmos needs phrasing. If it just loops, your track feels like a 16-bar demo. Here's a classic D&B structure approach. In the intro, use far only, and maybe a filtered mid that slowly opens. In the build, last 8 bars before the drop, introduce the near layer and gently lift some air, like 6 to 10k, so it feels like the camera moves toward the listener. At the drop, pull near down 1 or 2 dB. Keep mid steady, keep far low. You want the drums and bass to own the foreground. At bar 17, mid-drop variation. Introduce a new printed take, or reverse a section, or swap to a darker stem for call and response. In the breakdown, let far bloom again. Reduce drums and bring back mid-movement. Audio-only editing tricks that work unbelievably well. Reverse small snippets, like a quarter bar to one bar, then crossfade. That creates suction into transitions. Chop out moments that fight the snare. Micro-edits are underrated. If there's a bright swell exactly on the snare crack, just cut or fade it. Your mix instantly sounds more intentional. Now step E, mix it behind drums and bass without killing energy. On the final atmosphere stem, ATM print, do tight cleanup, dart with EQ8, high pass around 200 to 350 depending on your bass line. Notch resonances, often in 300 to 700 or again that snare band, 2 to 4K. Add a gentle glue compressor, ratio 2 to 1, attack around 30 milliseconds, release auto or about 150, aim for 1 to 2 dB of reduction, then sidechain ducking. This is key for D&B clarity. Put a compressor on the Atmos stem with sidechain enabled from your drum bus, or even just the snare if you want surgical pocketing. Ratio 3 to 1, attack 1 to 5 milliseconds, release 120 to 250. Tune to the groove. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on snare hits. That keeps the snare punchy, while the atmosphere still fills the gaps. And here's an advanced move. Print your ducking. If you don't want to run sidechain forever, do an aggressive duck on the Atmos bus. Resample the result to a new stem, then remove the sidechain. Now you have a pre-ducked atmosphere that's locked to the groove and stable for CPU and mix decisions. Now do the where is it sitting test. This is fast and brutally honest. Solo drums, bass, and Atmos. Mute the Atmos. Does the groove suddenly feel flat or too dry? Good sign. Unmute at the same level. Do you notice it as a pad, or do you notice it as space? This audio version is shortened for playback.